In Juneau this week, lawmakers are wrestling with the question of whether to take a larger stake in the Alaska LNG gas line project. Specifically, they must decide whether to buy out one of the state's partners, TransCanada. That's a key priority for Governor Bill Walker, and during testimony today, a representative from TransCanada spoke in favor of the buyout, saying the state's interests and the companies have diverged over the course of the project. But the buyout would put the state on the hook for as much as $7 billion more in construction costs, APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
Before we get into whether or not it's a good idea to buy out TransCanada, let's back up and remember how we got here. Specifically, let's head back in time to the era of Governor Sarah Palin.
And now it's time for a new generation of energy for Alaska. It's time for our gas line.
Palin signed the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, or AGIA, to try to jumpstart work on a gas line. Basically, the state put up to $500 million on the table to help develop a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to the Lower 48. The company that won that contract was TransCanada. Fast forward to 2012, and cheap shale gas had swamped the market down south.
It was like betting on the Cubs for the World Series. It was just a loser.
That's Larry Persley, who followed the project as a state and federal official and now advises the Kenai Peninsula Borough. A pipeline through Canada no longer made sense, so the three major producers on the North Slope, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, proposed a different plan, a pipeline that would export the natural gas to Asia. That was the birth of the Alaska LNG project. But the state was still committed to its partnership with TransCanada. By then, of course, Governor Sarah Palin was out and Governor Sean Parnell was in. His team struck a deal with TransCanada, bringing it in as a partner on the state's 25% share of the new project as a way to get out of the old project.
It was the cost of getting a divorce. And also, I think the state saw TransCanada as an experienced pipeline partner with expertise, with knowledge, with history, and TransCanada was willing to put up its share of that upfront money, and the state has not exactly been rolling in cash the last few years.
That's the deal that now Governor Bill Walker would like to exit. For Walker, it's all about control.
Alaska needs to lead this project. We should be the head of the team. We should be driving this effort.
Right now, the state shares its vote on the project with TransCanada. Walker says that's simply not enough.
It's a must-have for us. It used to be something on someone's wish list in the past, but now it's an absolute must-have because of what it will do for Alaska. So no one is more motivated than we are to make sure that this happens.
The Walker administration also makes a second point. They say buying out TransCanada just makes economic sense. Right now, TransCanada is essentially acting as the state's banker. It's paying the upfront costs for all of the work on the project. But under the current deal, the state must reimburse those costs. If the project falls through, the state will pay back anything TransCanada has spent, plus 7% interest. If the project succeeds, the state will essentially pay those costs as part of its deal to ship gas down the pipeline. Walker and his team think the state could finance the project more cheaply itself, and without a partner, make more money once the gas starts flowing. Many lawmakers agree, but some, especially Republicans, still have questions.
It does sound good that we would be at the table 100%. But this is a $45 billion minimum, $45 billion project.
Anchorage Republican Kathy Geisel is the chair of the Senate Natural Resources Committee. She points out that without TransCanada, the state has to come up with a lot more money up front.
We need to make sure that the state can afford this and what the financing would look like. And so that's what we're digging into right now.
The administration is asking for $158 million to buy out TransCanada's share, cover agency costs, and finish the early planning phase of the project. But the real costs come down the line. If the state buys out TransCanada and the project goes forward, the state's share of construction costs would double to an estimated $14 to $16 billion. Geisel says it might make more sense to let TransCanada face the challenge of coming up with that money, even if it cuts into the state's revenue down the line.
We have health care. We have public safety to deal with. There's education. All of these are calls on the cash that the state has. We have a broader responsibility than simply building a gas pipeline.
Anna McKinnon is co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee. She brought up another issue, expertise. Without TransCanada at the table, do state agencies have the expertise to manage the state's share of the project?
There may be the technical expertise at the state or inside of the project-specific component there. We need to understand that so that we can make our decision.
Despite these reservations, lawmakers, including McKinnon, seem to be leaning towards approving the buyout. McKinnon says for her, it comes down to a new way of doing business. When the Trans-Alaska Pipeline was built, the state didn't own any of it. This time, the state wants a piece of the pie, with all the risk and reward that entails. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waltholz in Juneau.